The second novel is about to be published. It's about a situation that happened historically in Puerto Rico, where a doctor came to do some investigation, and he wrote a letter about having killed some patients. I took this, and I started to write a history around it, trying to question if it really happened or if it didn't happen or how was it really investigated. It took me a long time because I had to research of archives, of newspapers, of internet. It was really hard work. My other publications are three short stories that are oriented toward their main purpose is to educate people about Black Puerto Ricans that have made a history. And one of them is Pura Belpre, which was the first Hispanic Black that worked in the New York Public Library. She's recognized, admired, and loved in the state. And the other one is Arturo Schomburg, who is the father of the American Negro history. And he was born in Puerto Rico. And those two stories I made as short stories, they can be found on the internet in Amazon. It's not only writing, it's that you read. I can't understand a writer that doesn't read. So I've been reading a whole lot. And I think that in the way that you go into literature, it makes you more sensitive and a better human being. Humanities are really needed. You kind of have more sensibility to their pain, to their suffering, to their daily life. And as you keep on reading and you're more able to listen more to them. So I think it really has made me a better doctor and a better human being. It gives you like a free mind. You're completely free. You can create, you can travel, you can go back in time and try to live, like, for example, the 20s, the 30s. It gives me that satisfaction. It's like living it. It's like feeling it back. Like, for example, when I was writing the last novel I wrote, and it really is happening within the 30s, I used to connect myself with headphones to music, and I went into YouTube, and I just searched music from the 20s and 30s, and I felt like I was within that time. It's a real satisfaction for me. It's just time traveling.